Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a really useful DNB atmosphere technique called Jungle ARP Offset in Ableton Live 12. And even though it sounds simple, this one can add a ton of movement, tension, and that classic sense of rhythm lurking around the drums instead of just sitting on top of them. The big idea is this: we're going to build a jungle-style arpeggiated atmosphere, then shift its timing slightly against the drum grid so it feels alive. Not perfectly locked, not randomly loose either. Just enough offset to make it feel like it's shadowing the break. That's where the magic is. In jungle, rollers, darker halftime DNB, neuro-influenced stuff, atmospheres are not just wallpaper. They're part of the groove. They help glue the intro together. They build pressure before the drop. And they can make a simple drum pattern feel way more intentional. So let's build this from the ground up. First, start with the drums. Always drums first for this kind of thing. Build yourself an 8-bar loop with kick, snare, hats, and if you want, a break edit. Keep the bass simple or muted for now. We want to hear what the atmosphere is doing relative to the groove, not relative to a huge bass line competing for attention. Now ask yourself, what job is this ARP atmosphere going to do? Is it intro tension, where it feels filtered and mysterious? Is it pre-drop lift, where it gets brighter and more urgent? Is it support for the break, filling the little spaces between snare hits? Or is it a drop texture, meaning it stays sparse, clipped, and controlled so it doesn't fight the sub? For this lesson, think dark and atmospheric, sitting above the bass and reacting to the snare phrasing. That's the sweet spot. Now create a new MIDI track and load up a stock instrument. Waveatable is a great choice because it gives us a lot of flexibility, but operator or analog can also work. If you want that slightly futuristic but still gritty atmosphere, Waveatable is a really solid starting point. A good basic setup in Waveatable is something like this. Use a saw or a pulse waveform on oscillator 1. Add a second oscillator if you want a little shimmer or detune. Keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices, because we want movement, not a huge washed-out cloud. Use a low-pass filter and keep the envelope fairly snappy, short attack, medium decay, moderate sustain, and a short release so the rhythm stays crisp. You can add a touch of noise if the texture needs a little air or grit. Write a simple MIDI idea. Keep it small. 3 to 5 notes is plenty. A repeating motif and a minor key works really well here. You're not trying to write a lead melody. You're trying to create a rhythmic harmony texture. Think root, flat 3, 5, flat 7, or a small broken chord shape. Jungle and DNB atmospheres often work best when they imply harmony rather than fully spelling it out. Now insert Ableton's arpeggiator. You can place it before the instrument in the MIDI chain, or just use it directly on the track before the synth. Set the style to up or converge. Start with a rate of 1/16. Set the gate somewhere around 35-60%. Turn hold on if you want hands-free looping, and re-trigger on if you want each phrase to start consistently. This is where the jungle warfare part happens. We deliberately offset the ARP against the drums. And here's a very important coaching point. Use the snare as your reference, not the kick. In jungle and DNB, the snare is usually the clearest phrase marker. If your ARP supports the snare language, it'll feel locked in even when it's displaced. There are a couple of simple ways to offset the ARP in Ableton Live 12. One way is to move the start of the MIDI clip slightly off the bar. Just nudge it a little earlier or later, so the ARP doesn't always hit dead on the downbeat. Even tiny offsets, like 10 to 30 milliseconds, can change the feel a lot. Another way is to keep the clip on the grid, but offset the first note inside the phrase. Maybe the ARP answers the snare instead of hitting with the kick. Maybe it lands just after a snare transient. That slight delay can make the whole pattern feel more human, more ghostly, and more integrated with the break. A useful rule of thumb, if you want urgency, place the ARP slightly ahead, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. If you want a deeper groove, place it slightly behind, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds. If you want that broken jungle feeling, alternate between on-grid and delayed starts over a 2 or 4-bar phrase. And don't go too big too early. The best offsets are usually small. Big timing shifts often just sound late. Start subtle, then increase only if the groove still reads clearly. Another really good tactic is asymmetry. For example, bar 1 might start slightly late, bar 3 slightly early, and bar 4 return to the grid. That inconsistency creates a living, breathing feel. It's not a loop in the boring sense. It's a moving rhythmic shadow. Now let's shape this ARP into an atmosphere instead of a lead. Put an effects chain after the synth. A really solid starting chain is EQ8, saturator, chorus ensemble, reverb, and then utility if you need width control or mono chicking. With AQ8, high pass the low and pretty aggressively. Start around 150 to 300 HC so you don't crowd the kick and sub. If the sound gets brittle, cut some harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it needs a bit more body or presence, you can gently boost somewhere around 700 HC to 1.5 kHz, but don't overdo it. Then add saturator. Just a little drive, maybe 1 to 5 dB, is enough. You're not trying to destroy the sound. Your ang density, harmonics, and a little edge so the reverb has more interesting material to smear. Next, chorus ensemble is great for stereo movement. Keep the rate low and the depth moderate. You want it wide and animated, not seasick. This is where the ARP starts to feel like it's circling the drum groove. Then add reverb. A decay of around 1.5 to 4.5 seconds can work, depending on how spacious you want it. Add a little pre-delay, maybe 15 to 35 milliseconds, so the attack still cuts through before the reverb blooms. High pass the reverb return or the device if needed, and keep the top end controlled so it doesn't get fizzy. Finally, use utility to check width and keep the low mid area under control. DNB lives or dies on kick, snare, and sub clarity, so make sure the atmosphere stays out of the center if it starts competing too much. Now listen to the ARP against the drums and make small choices based on how the break feels. If the snare is very busy, leave more space around the snare transient. If the break has ghost notes, let the ARP poke through the gaps. If the bass is rolling hard, make the ARP less constant and more phrase-based. You want it to feel like it's answering the rhythm, not trying to own the rhythm. A really effective arrangement move is to keep the ARP filtered and sparse in bars 1 to 4, then open it up a little in bars 5 to 8. On bar 8, automate the filter open and let the ARP lift into the next section. That creates a nice sense of motion and transition. For example, imagine a classic DNB drum pattern with a snare on 2 and 4 and a syncopated bass line underneath. If the ARP hits just after the second snare in a 2-bar phrase, it creates this feeling like the drums are pulling the atmosphere forward. That's the groove. That's the connection. Now let's automate some movement over time. Great targets are filter cutoff, reverb amount or decay, ARP gate, ARP rate, saturator drive, and utility width. You might start with a cutoff around 500 HC and open it to 3 to 6 kHz before the drop. You could increase the ARP gate from 35% to 60% to make the rhythm feel more urgent. You could raise the reverb decay during the breakdown and then pull it back before the drop. You could even increase saturation slightly in the last 2 bars to add pressure. One of the best tricks is to make the ARP more sparse right before the drop, then bring it back with a different setting after the impact. That contrast gives the track room to breathe. When the drop lands, the listener feels the difference. If you want to take it even further, resample the ARP to Audino. In Ableton, just set up an audio track to resample and record the performance. This is where the part starts to feel more organic and old school. Once it's audio, you can chop it up, reverse pieces, warp it, or turn it into little fills. You can slice a 2-bar phrase into half-bar chunks, reverse the last hit before the drop, or add a light beat repeat for extra glitch texture. You can also automate auto-filter on the audio clip and get even more drama. This turns the ARP from a MIDI part into a reusable jungle atmosphere asset. And as you mix it, stay disciplined. Keep it out of the sub range. Use EQ and utility to preserve mono compatibility in the low mids. If it feels too constant, sidechain it lightly to the kick or snare. Just a small amount, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, is often enough. Check it at low volume too. If it still reads at low volume, that's a good sign it's working musically rather than just sounding cool in isolation. A few common mistakes to watch out for. If the ARP is too on grid, it can sound robotic or generic. Fix that by nudging the clip or delaying the note starts a little. If it fights the snare, move the strongest accents away from the snare transient or shorten the gate. If the low mids build up too much, high pass more aggressively and cut mid around 200 to 500 HC. If the stereo spread gets too wide in the wrong range, check mono with utility and keep the low end centered. If the reverb is overwhelming everything, shorten the decay, add pre-delay, and keep the return filtered. And if the ARP is too melodic, simplify it. In DNB, atmosphere usually works best when it hints at harmony rather than fully declaring it. A few pro-level upgrades can really make this technique shine. Try a second oscillator an octave down, but keep it quiet. It adds density without making the part feel bass-heavy. Try slow wave-eatable movement if you're in wave-eatable, so the tone breathes over time. Add a little pitch and stability if you want more analog character. A very quiet noise layer can make the whole thing feel dustier and older, which is great for jungle flavors. And a short echo with low feedback can smear the rhythm in a very musical way. Arrangement-wise, think in stages. Bring the ARP in as a filtered ghost version first, then widen it, then open it up more, then maybe resample it and chop it into something more aggressive. That progression makes the track feel like it's evolving instead of just looping. You can also use it as transition glue. Let it hang over a drum break, bridge a cut to silence, or carry reverb into the next section. Another great move is to make the last bar a little more active so the phrase leans forward before the next section lands. Here's a great practice exercise for you.